April 25, 1922. Thousands of angels are the guardians and custodians of the acts done in the divine will. Continuing in my usual state, I felt all immersed in the divine volition, and my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, just as the sun does not leave the plant, but caresses it with its light, fecundates it with its heat until it produces fruits and flowers, and then, jealous, it makes them mature, it keeps them with its light, and only then does it leave the fruit when the farmer picks it to make of it his food, the same for the acts done in my will, my love, my jealousy toward them is such that grace caresses them, my love conceives them, fecundates them and matures them. I place thousands of angels as custodians of one single act done in my will. In fact, since these acts done in my will are seeds so that my will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, everyone is jealous of these acts. Their dew is my breath. Their shadow is my light. The angels remain enraptured by them and, reverent, they adore them, because in these acts they see the eternal volition, which deserves all their adoration. Only then do they leave these acts, when I find souls who, picking them as divine fruits, make of them food for their own souls. Oh, fecundity and multiplicity of these acts! The creature herself who does them cannot count them. Then I was thinking to myself, how is it possible that these acts be so great? And why do even angels remain enraptured? And Jesus, squeezing me more tightly in his arms, added, "My daughter, these acts are so great that, as the soul keeps doing them, there is nothing, both in heaven and on earth, in which she does not take part. She remains in communication with all created things. All the good, the effects, the value of the heavens, of the sun, of the stars, of water, of fire, etc., are not only in continuous relations with her, but they are her own things. She harmonizes with the whole creation, and the whole of creation harmonizes within her. Why, then? Because those who live in my will are the depositories, the preservers, the supporters, the defenders of my will. They foresee what I want, and without me commanding, they execute what I want. And comprehending the greatness, the sanctity of my will, they keep it and defend it jealously. How could everyone not remain enraptured in seeing these souls who form the support of their God, by virtue of the prodigy of my will? Who can ever defend my rights if not one who lives in my will? Who can ever really love me, with love of disinterest similar to my love, if not one who lives in my will? I feel stronger in these souls, but strong of my own strength. I am like a king surrounded by faithful ministers, who feels stronger, more glorious, more sustained, in the midst of his faithful ones than by himself alone. If he remains alone, he regrets not having his ministers, because he has no one with whom to pour himself out, and to whom to entrust the lot of his kingdom. So I am, and who could ever be more faithful to me than one who lives in my will? I feel my will being duplicated, therefore I feel more glorious. I pour myself out with them, and I trust them.